Surely you've noticed all those privacy policy updates that are showing up in your inbox. There's a reason for it. A new California law is going to effect in January, and it is produced that avalanche of privacy law updates. The changes affect nearly mostly everyone since all the companies do business in California. The new law is called the California Consumer Privacy Act, and it's going to grant consumers the right to see the personal information that companies collect about them. It's nice to have a law, but as far as changes goes, the process of communicating with the companies and requesting them to stop, it's not going to be easy, and it will not magically stop the firms from grabbing your information and profiting from it. Have you taken a look at the privacy updates? I'm assuming you didn't. Most people don't. So you know me, I did. The emails usually say something like this, per magazine publisher Condé Nast: we've updated our privacy policy to include more details about the data we collect, how we use it, and what your rights are regarding how data is used. Now, Condé Nast is not an evil company. They're a publisher. They want to make money. They put out magazines like The New Yorker, Vanity Fair, and GQ. And instead of having to buy the magazines, I get to read a lot of the content online for free. That's the good news and the bad news, because Condé Nast then picks up my name, postal address, zip code, email address, telephone number, unique online identifier, computer IP address, and more. On top of that, add in my gender, marital status, nationality, country of origin, purchase history, website activity, geolocation data, occupation, employment history, and academic record. Yeah, thanks a lot, Condé Nast. The magazine publisher says it acquires much of the information from us when we enter contests, answer surveys, or register for an account, so be careful about those surveys, folks. Condé Nast admits it rents, sells, and shares our information to list buyers, clients, and what's called data co-ops, which are pooled databases shared by publishers. If you don't want Condé Nast sharing your information, you need to send in an email asking to be let free to privacy_administration@condenast.com. Now, that one's actually responsive to consumers. At TV streamer Hulu, which runs targeted TV commercials to you in exchange for one of the lowest monthly streaming fees at $6, you're going to have to put in some major work, and the end result, I'm positive of this, it will not be what you wanted. Hulu says it shares collection information with business partners, advertisers, companies that assist with payment processing, analytics, and management companies. What you watch on the service gets shared, quote, even if you have not consented, unquote, per Hulu, and you can opt out by tweaking your settings. But there's a big but coming. As a California resident, you now have the right to request the data that Hulu collects, but you'll have to send a snail mail letter to Hulu's physical address in Santa Monica. You also have the right to request the deletion of the data, but catch 22 time. Do so, says Hulu, and that will require the cancellation and deletion of your account, which upon completion cannot be undone. So much for that, but at least you now have a physical address to send your complaint letters to. Finally, the biggest tech companies, Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, already have hidden sections of their websites and apps that let you discover the information they've kept on you, look at it, listen to it, and request its deletion. It's more than I could ever describe to you here on an audio podcast. Look for my article at usatoday.com. I've got complete directions on how to find out what Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook have on you and how to deal with it. I'm Jefferson Graham. I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I will be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.